All right, good morning. Getting ready for should be a great game on Sunday. Excellent excellent team that we're playing. Hall of Fame quarterback. Defense has been getting a lot of turnovers and put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, so it'll be a great test for us. So, questions?
Coach, you guys had a lot of success downfield with them in week one in the passing game. What have you seen on film of the Saints defense that has improved in that area? They seem to have gotten a lot better.
Yeah, well, they haven't given up as many big plays recently. They seem to be playing tighter in coverage. They seem to be more on the same page, I guess, the best way to say it.
And what has been the key to them getting so many turnovers?
Well, they give you a lot of different looks. You know, and they have some very athletic guys in the front. You know, obviously Cam Jordan affects the quarterback in a lot of different ways. Their safeties play tight in the zone coverages, so you know, they tend to jump some things. So, I mean, that's one of the reasons, I think.
Mike, when you're trying to rush at Drew Brees, I mean, the way that, you know, everything's so quick and just the mastery of that system, do you rush differently, or do you even try to rush him sometimes?
Well, each week we have a rush plan going in the ball game, depending on who the quarterback is and where he sets and how fast he gets the ball out and the different things. They move the pocket well. You know, sometimes they run sprint outs, sometimes they run boots that are maximum protection things and shots down the field. So all those things you have to be aware of. And then, but yeah, we have to rush him differently than, you know, we would some other guy. But, you know, I've always said that the different, you know, when you play a great quarterback, it's always a combination of rush, coverage, and disguise.
How do you feel like Tom Johnson has improved this year, being even more of an every down?
Well, he's been a lot more consistent. He's played the run much better. You know, there's been times he's probably played too many plays throughout the course of some of the games. You know, we've had some guys hurt in there, but you know, Tom does a great job of understanding what we're trying to get done, and you know, I think he's, you know, I think he continues to mature in a lot of different ways.
Mike, did the last 2 years ago to the Saints, how long did that stick with you, and are you eager to get into another playoff team?
To Seattle? Yeah, well, you know, obviously it's good to be in the playoffs. That means you're one of the better teams in the league. But, you know, it didn't drive my whole life, you know. So, but this, you know, I think we have a great opportunity playing in front of our home fans. Hopefully they're going to be loud as all get out. You know, they were good in that playoff game, but it was -6 degrees. It'd be a little better weather this time. But, you know, our fans have been great all year, and I expect them to be outstanding in this ball game. And, you know, I expect us to play well.
Mike, did you have the doors open for this game, or is there any, like, cutoff to the temperature outside?
Yeah, if it's -2, we're going to have the doors open, so they have to wear their long johns. No, they won't open the doors. They're afraid the pipes might freeze. Then we'd have a lot of issues.
Mike, what are you seeing with your long snapper?
Yeah, he's done good. Haven't had any issues at all. He's done well.
Mike, when you came here, did you have a particular profile in mind for the type of defensive player you would want to draft or sign or just sort of build the schemes around?
Yes. I mean, I think, you know, you have to have some kind of vision in your mind for what you want each side of the ball to look like at some point. And obviously we've been able to get some really good players, and some of them were here before I got here. But yeah, I mean, I had a vision of what, well, you want to have pass rushers, you want to have guys that can cover. You know, I mean, without giving away all my secrets, I like a certain body type of guys. I mean, you can kind of look at most of them and kind of tell what we're trying to get. Athleticism, you know, guys that can think quickly on their feet, you know, safeties that have versatility, corners that can cover.
And you think you pretty much have it where you'd like to see it, or have you had?
Well, you're always looking. Yeah, you're always looking for a little bit more. I mean, you know, Rick's got my wish list for next year already, you know, and some of the things where I feel like we can, you know, we can really be good on defense if we get a couple other things.
Mike, did Everson fit your look for a defensive end?
Well, he was a little shorter, but you know, the thing about Everson was, you know, he had great quickness and great power and great strength. And you know, I've had some shorter guys, but they've all had those qualities. You know, without going naming some of the guys. Quickness and power and strength to overcome some of the lack of length, and I think he has that. Plus, his motor is outstanding.
His attention to the running game, is that unusual for a pass rusher that usually racks up double digits?
Well, not with our scheme. I mean, you know, that's part of our deal is, you know, we don't just run up the field and try to play the run on the way of the quarterback. You know, it's just not. It's never really been the way I wanted to play. So. They typically have to buy into what we're doing.
Mike, when do you get that wish list?
Excuse me?
Is there a typical time?
Well, it's just a couple here. You know, I talk to them here and there. Man, if we, you know, make sure you're looking for this for me in the draft. It's things like that. It's not really a wish list, but I tell him, you know, when you're out on the road, this is what I'd like to have.
Coach, does postseason quarterback experience matter in your book, or we just saw a couple of guys win their first playoff starts? Where do you sit on that?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously you'd like to have a Hall of Fame quarterback playing for you, but, you know, I think the thing about all these guys at one point in time were never had playoff experience, you know, one point in time. And so I think that part is, you know, it's important, but once you get into it, it doesn't really matter on game day. And, you know, I think for us, you know, we have some experience in the playoff from 2 years ago, but does it really matter? No. What matters is how we play on Sunday, and we play as a team, and we do the things that got us there. You know, we're a smart football team. We take advantage of our opportunities. I think all those things are important, and, you know, at the end of the day, it still comes down to football, the things we've done during the season offensively with the quarterback, taking care of the ball, throwing it to the right spot, getting us in the right checks, so on and so forth, are more important probably than playoff experience. And I do think playing at home is an advantage for a young, I don't know, young, inexperienced playoff quarterback.
Is Case a pretty level guy? Would you describe him as such, where he may – you don't have to worry about him getting too charged up or too upset? Does he stay pretty much?
he's pretty much charged up all the time. So I don't have to worry about him getting too much more than what he is. He's an excitable guy, and but he's always excitable. So I don't see that being much of a thing. You know, the thing I appreciate about him, besides his big balls, is that he, you know, he pays attention to detail. He studies. He works real hard in preparation. And so, you know, I think all those things come into a factor. I had to get that in.
Mike, do you get the sense that your defenders are, talk about even keel, level-headed, that they are still that way, even though all the numbers and, you know, now you're being compared to the Purple People Eaters and stuff like that? Do you still get the sense that these guys are...
I think they're pretty level-headed. I think they're confident in their abilities as a group. I think they're pretty level-headed. I think they feel like if they all do the things that they're supposed to do, everybody's on the same page. I think they feel comfortable in playing every Sunday.
Coach, do you even look at the film from the win in week one, or does that even matter at all? Anything you can take away from that?
Yeah, I've looked at it several times. You know, I'm not going to get into it. Yeah, we do. Sometimes I get ticked off about you know, well, they have to find their identity, and, you know, that was week one. Hell, did anybody in this room think we're going to be 13-3 and be divisional, playing the divisional games that week? Did we know our identity? I mean, everybody said we weren't going to be worth a lick anyway. So I just think, you know, just everybody's like that.
How important has Tom Johnson been for you and your defense?
Tom's been very important. You know, the three technique is an extremely important position for us. You know, a lot, especially on, you know, he gets a lot of double teams, a lot of wide runs. For him to be able to come in and play the run like he has this year has been good. You know, it's another position like this week will be important. You know, being able to get some pressure up the middle, I think all those things will be important.
Time for two more.
Thanks.